Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit. With fixed routes and on-demand response service, they've got your transportation needs covered. I'm Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Our special guests today are Jenny and Ken Fry with the Newark Area Special Olympics. I also have their son Kyle in here. We're going to talk a little bit about Special Olympics and all the great things that they're doing. Mix of sun and clouds throughout the day today. High right around 70, partly cloudy tonight. And then for your Saturday, partly sunny, chance of rain, high near 78. All right. Jenny, you reached out to me and said, hey, I'd like to do something a little bit with the Special Olympics. And I said to you, come on in, bring them in. I was just telling you, my brother was a golf coach. I sit on the board of DD. The Special Olympics thing, just hearing you guys talk about it right now, I'm ready to go coach. I'm going to get them in here. Let's go. Let's yes. go do some. How, talk a little bit about your involvement and how much fun you're having with this.
Oh, I just absolutely love it. We've been part of it for 23 years now, and it's just been always a passion ever since I found out about it. And it warms my heart. It really does.
And you have how many kids involved in this now? I shouldn't say kids, young adults
yes,
involved in this.
Yes, I have three boys that are involved in Special Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Ages?
Both are 28.
Look at him over there. You should know your kids' age. Ken, what's going on here?
26.
I have no idea.
Welcome to being a husband.
Yeah, 27. Sometimes you get a brain block.
So we got Kyle here, and got you showing me his medals, basketball and track.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about what are the events that are involved with Newark area, because we're going to get in. There's different, Special Olympics.
Yeah, we actually do serve Licking County, but so there's two parts of it. So there is an area by Pataskala. They're called West Licking, so they serve Pataskala area, and we serve the Newark area. But we have athletes that are from, Heath,
Hebron.
Yeah,
I mean, we get athletes from all over.
So we actually currently have basketball, track, bocce, weightlifting, swimming, cheer.
There she goes again.
Did I forget one?
That's good.
That's pretty much.
Okay,
that's pretty much what we got there.
Now, Ken, you're the coordinator.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
You're the co-coordinator, Jenny.
Yes.
But you're the coach.
Yes.
And you coach, I don't know if you still are, you coach them all?
Yes, I do. I coach all of them.
How many do you have, kids or adults?
Well, it varies. Flag football, we have, last year we had 8.
Yes.
Basketball, it's usually around 14, 15 athletes. And right now, track has 11 in track. There's 8 in bocce and 6 in weightlifting.
Yes.
How do you keep it all together? Hey, well, pick up that weight and run with it. Don't throw that ball that far. That's not a javelin or a shot put. How do you do it?
Oh, it's a passion.
Yes.
It's a lot of patience.
Yes.
To work with kids with disabilities. And I just have a really great thing with it that God gave me to give back to what these kids, to have an understanding, knowing their personalities and their different disabilities.
Yes.
So it's always important to know that, because you can't talk to one the same as you would to another.
Yes.
And that's what makes you a great coach.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, our weightlifting coach, he has a facility. It's called Alpha Evolution Fitness Training. And he does the weightlifting, and he's on 695 McKinley Avenue. His name is Josh Moore, and he's wonderful.
So how do you get everybody involved? Because I know we were talking about volunteers. Maybe, Jenny, if you want to talk about that. Mm-hmm. What is the process for folks if they want to get involved?
Contact me.
That's
and
it.
I will guide you through.
Put them to work.
Yes, sir. There's a link I can send you, and I will walk you through the whole way. And it's just about volunteering your time, and you have to definitely have patience and the patience is the key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how many do you have right now, volunteers?
don't have very many.
Yeah. So there's, me, you, Josh, Becky,
So less than 10?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
We just started in April as head coordinators. So we're trying to get it built up.
Yes. You know,
to try to get more volunteers. And especially we need, the main
and
thing
athletes
is like.
Would be nice too.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. I'd love to have more athletes.
Yes.
Because it's so wonderful to do such great work with kids that don't maybe normally get to do things that they necessarily wouldn't be able to do.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
So would you say having some kind of athletic or coaching background is a huge plus, or
anybody? You don't even
have one.
Yeah.
Well, you played sports.
Yeah.
But I played sports.
You knew a little bit about it.
I knew a little bit about it.
You don't need to know anything.
We don't really need to have that. We just need somebody with compassion. Someone that has patience.
Yes.
Because, like I said, there's difference in disability.
Yes.
So you need to work with everybody, not just one. You want to make everybody feel welcome.
Yes.
And you want to make sure they all get a medal.
Yes.
Not just one.
Now, do the parents, do they help? I mean, at all when you're...
Yeah, they help.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they do help. Yeah.
Just most of them are unfortunately very busy.
Which
we understand.
And the thing is, they can't, like, if it's track, they can't go into the bullpen because they're not, you know,
you've
got
to
have
a coach
or a volunteer.
Yes.
What you have to have a background check.
Yes.
And
that's where
like
I was
that.
Going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's free.
Yeah.
You don't
and
have
it's
to
free.
Pay.
You don't pay for it.
No.
Okay. You just do a background check and then you do a few things online and that's
and
about
I can
it.
Walk them through that too.
Oh, I'll bet you can take hand in hand and just take them right down that
path. Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Where are your practices at? Where do you?
So right now we are at Evansville,
which
is provided us by the NERC High School, Jeff Quackenbush. He's a wonderful guy. He helps us with different facilities, so that's one of them, and also NERC High School with our basketball practices and games, so that's always wonderful, too.
Does Quack give you some tips with basketball?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I would hope so.
Oh, yeah. He definitely played.
Dude knows
yes,
he
is. Yes,
for
he is.
Sure.
He's a pretty good. What's your favorite? If you had to pick
I like
one,
them all.
Do you really?
I couldn't have. There's not a favorite. I like them all because I know I'm doing something great.
Yeah.
And giving these kids the feeling of being part of something.
Yes.
And come out smiling and happy about what their accomplishment.
Everybody gets an award no matter what.
Yes.
We've seen them all. It doesn't matter if
everybody
you get
gets an award.
10th place, you get an award. How we got into it was years ago. My boys were in baseball, and I just got tired of them just being in the dugout. And I went out there, and I said, when are they going to get to go out there and play and be in the field? And the coach looked at me, well, when they know how to win and when they know how to play. I'm like, well, shouldn't be about winning, but how are they going to learn how to play if you're not teaching them? Because I didn't know nothing about baseball. And I don't have the time. I can't hold nobody's hand. And so a parent saw my frustration, and that's how we found out about Special Olympics. And it just
and
warms.
And been in it ever since.
He gives everybody the opportunity to get equal time so they get out there and get to play and be involved. We don't leave anybody out.
Now, be honest about this.
Yes, sir.
How about them parents in the stands? What do you do with them? Especially the coach, because you may be hearing some stuff.
It's hard. You just try to remind them this is Special Olympics. Yeah. You know, this is not the NBA, and your kiddo's not out there trying to get, you know, a scholarship or something. And just have respect, please, you know.
It's not all about winning.
Yeah.
It's about being able to do something that you necessarily wouldn't be able to do because of your disability.
Yeah.
But just because you have a disability doesn't mean you can't learn to do something.
Yeah.
And I've proven that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, they
with
have.
With my athletes.
Yes.
And they're 10 times better.
Yes.
Just because I have that patience and I work with all of them.
Yes.
Not just one.
Well, you see that, too, societally. I mean, the employers look for young people that have been a part of a team and understand roles and those kinds of things, and that's universal.
Uh-huh.
So
when
you're teaching that, you're teaching life skills that will carry them throughout.
Right. Yes. And it really helps them. And the smile on their faces is the gift that you get.
Yes, yes.
That is a gift.
That's the award right
That's
there.
That's the award. The biggest award is the smile on their faces.
You'll get some people, well, what's the pay? There's no pay. The pay is the smile on their face.
Yes.
Getting to see them out there and be a part of something and prove that they can do stuff. Don't discount them just because of a disability.
Before we take a break, I got to ask you, Ken.
Yes.
How excited do you get when you're coaching? Can you keep yourself in check to tell the kids, hey, wait a minute, I got it. Because, you know, you might be getting a little excited. You know, if Kyle's doing very well, that's your son right there. I mean, how do you keep yourself kind of even keel?
Oh, it's real easy. I do get excited for them. I really pump them up and they just go up there. What a great job, you know. I mean, I give them inspiration. Yes. That's what it's all about, yes. Inspiration.
Yes.
You know, just last year we won second place in state and got in the Advocate.
Yes.
I've won the whole thing with most of the players that I coach.
Yeah.
So I've won state and got second place last year. So.
Yeah. Yeah, the team did, yes.
Yes.
You need to be a public speaker. I'm ready to run through that wall right now for you. I'm like, let's go. Let's play some sports.
There you go.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7, brought to you by Licking County Transit. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guests today are Jenny and Ken Fry with Newark Area Special Olympics. They got their son Kyle in here as well, and he's wearing a few medals, so that's a proud young athlete and proud parents. Most mix of sun and clouds today, high near 69, partly cloudy tonight, low near 51. And for Tuesday or Saturday, partly sunny with a chance of rain and a high near 78. Real quick, you were talking about state and all this. Maybe explain that, because, you know, we talk about Special Olympics. So you've got where kids can qualify for national and all these kind of things. Mm-hmm. And you said the torch run is coming up.
Yes,
so
sir.
Talk a little bit about that. And if folks want to come out and see that.
Yes, it is on May 28th at 9 a.m. We are meeting at the Licking County Sheriff's
Justice Center?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there's parking, she said, behind either the basketball courts or, and there'll be plenty of parking. And then we're going to end at the Canal Market Street. And every athlete that shows up will have a chance to handle the torch as well throughout the whole walk. Mm-hmm. So that'll be amazing. And so please come out and just be there, and if somebody would love to do like a donation, that's what I love about this organization. Donations are a key to keep us afloat. So all of the donations are either from, so we can stay either in hotels or transportation or uniforms. All that money goes all to the athletes and their needs.
Now look, Western, you mentioned the Western Licking County.
Yes.
They usually will set up, you know, on the roadways, it'll be out there handing out stuff like that. And they get, do you guys do any kind of like fundraising
so,
like that?
So, yes, we have an upcoming fundraiser, and it's June 12th at the Arby's in Heath, Ohio. And it's from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And thank you, Arby's, for letting us do that. I actually currently work there, so it's nice to have
the... Yeah, keep plugging Arby's so you don't get in trouble.
Feet in there, so it's nice to have a foot in the door.
Right. So what does that entail? Is it just they are giving a percentage of sales?
Yes, sir, at the end of the day.
Okay,
yes.
Very good.
Yes, that's, yes.
June 12th, you said?
Yes, June 12th. Yeah, from 11 to 7 p.m.
Guy down the hall will probably get like 30 of the regular sandwiches, so he may keep you...
And just in the drive-thru and eat them all right there.
And then go back and get more. So he may be your biggest donor this year. I guarantee you that.
There you go.
So the torch, and then when are the Olympics then?
So that's the end of this May. The end of May is when state games are. Mm-hmm. So that's the 29th, 30th, and 31st. And that's at Jesse Owens.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's always a big thing.
Yes.
But do you know how many athletes are involved in that state one? I mean, because I know it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's from all over Ohio.
Right.
Yes.
So you
yes.
got teams from everywhere.
Yes.
County they're there.
Yes. Yeah.
I can't imagine, I mean, being the coach of all the different, you know, football, basketball, track, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Do they schedule the events such that you as a coach are able to be present at all those events?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's got to be a scheduling, I mean, logistical nightmare to get all that done. That's crazy.
Well, I did all my own scheduling.
Yeah, for like basketball and
I did all of it myself.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing you're able to do that. Okay, so that's a weekend long, if I'm not mistaken. You have the opening ceremonies.
Yes.
Then the competitions is throughout that.
Yes.
Is there times where you see some of these athletes, especially you as a coach, you see some of these athletes and you're like, we ain't beating that kid.
I actually see
it positive. I just tell them, do the best you can.
Yeah.
It's all about just doing what you can. It's not all about winning. Yeah. I mean,
we actually do have an athlete. He's part of the weightlifting, and he's actually done where he's got into the USA.
I can't think of his name, but I've interviewed
Garrett Ford.
Garrett. Thank you, Garrett.
Yeah. Yeah. That's our athlete,
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame, actually, for Special Olympics there at the OSU. Yes, sir. Yeah. He's amazing.
Power lift.
He can lift over 650. Wow.
Yeah,
easy.
Last year was 650.
Yeah. He's can do some.
Is that one where you just go, I don't need to coach you.
Keep going.
What about him, coach? Yeah, he's fine.
That's all the coaching you get.
Yes.
Keep breathing.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's actually really nice, too. Yeah. He helps.
Oh, I've interviewed him.
Yeah, he helps some of the other athletes as well.
That's
so.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you find that, too, that Garrett, some of these athletes, I mean, I don't know about Kyle. He's got all the hardware over here. Is he taking kids aside and saying, okay, you do this? You do that? I mean,
he helps. Like my older son, his brother, he works at Carvana there in Heath, and he helped him and was like, here, just try it out. And he tried it and he absolutely loved it. So
We got athletes that will help out do that. That's good.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's what we were talking earlier. That's what makes me mad, because a lot of times you'll see somebody with a disability and people just jump to conclusions. Oh, you know what? They're just going to be over there. Don't worry about them. You know what? Give them a chance. You don't know what you're going to get.
Exactly. Because that's not the case.
Yes.
Yeah, give them a chance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What's the hardest one to coach?
None of them. I'm really good at all.
You can't say it. Did he just say I'm good at all?
On record, I'm good at them all. Boom.
Yes.
Wow. Good at them all.
Yeah.
Confidence will take
you. We laugh and have fun at practice and everything. Yes. It's athletes that win. The only reason that they win like they do is because the way I give them the inspiration and we have fun at practice and stuff. You know, you can't yell at them or nothing. You've got to have fun. You've got to show them.
Yes.
You know, that there's easier ways to get.
Tell me about the fun of weightlifting. Where is the joy?
Well, I don't really coach that.
Okay.
We have somebody that
because I can see, you know, making a 10-footer in basketball. I can see making a great run in football or being joy. But just deadlifting weight.
Yes.
I don't see the fun in it.
I'm not sure I see the fun in running either. Let's be honest about that thing. So when are your practices? When do you practice?
Right now, we practice
right now
every
Thursday
at 6:30.
Yeah.
So you do all these at once. You can't. So do you just say, okay, today is just going to be the track?
Yeah.
Or flag football?
Yes.
Or basketball?
Well, they're all separate.
Right,
like,
but I mean, how do you do all the practices?
Right now, we're in the season of track, and that'll end at the end of May.
And June will be flag football.
Flag football.
Starts in June.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And basketball starts September.
Yeah, it's probably in the fall.
And swimming. And cheer if we can get a coach.
Where do you swim at? Do they go to the Y?
We do participate. The Y does help us a lot. Yes, they do.
Yeah. Yes. How important is that, Jenny?
My gosh, yes. If we could get more supporters that way as well, just opening their doors to us, of letting us participate and use their facilities for either swim, basketball, you know, track or anything is always helpful. And just donating it, you know, because all of our, we're a nonprofit, and none of the money goes to either one of us. It goes to everything that the athletes need for hotels, food, transportation, uniforms, things like that. So, and it's a key for that, you know. So
absolutely.
And so, a lot of the athletes can't drive, or they can't drive that far, so we pick them up. So
yeah. Now, for your, I'm just trying to get so folks understand. Mm-hmm. So let's say you practice on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When are your, like, competitions then? Are they just?
Usually they're mostly on the weekends, maybe a Friday or Saturday or something.
Yeah.
I mean, that's mostly when we do it.
Yeah.
Very seldom we do it during the week.
Yes.
It depends on the scheduling, but normally it's a weekend.
Yeah.
So where do you travel then? You don't do them all here in Newark?
No, it's
no, no. We go to Columbus a lot.
Okay.
Yeah,
we
Columbus
do go to
lot.
Columbus a lot. We've went to Coshocton. I mean, we went different places.
One time we went to Clara de Geneva for flag football.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
When we first did flag football, we went to state and got second place.
Yes, we did.
Well, it's because the coach is pretty good.
And we had to stay in the hotel, so it was nice to have the funds in there to be able to cover that. That way the athletes or parents didn't have to be like, well, how can I do that, you know?
Right. So outside of the fundraiser at Arby's, is there any other ones that you guys do throughout the year that people can help and contribute to?
Donating.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, and I just try to come up with different ones that would work for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a lot of research on that one myself.
I could see that.
Yes.
Brawn,
yep.
Brain.
It's the perfect marriage.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, so then the state Special Olympics. Mm-hmm. How excited do the athletes get for this?
Oh, they get excited.
Yes.
I mean, especially when they get a medal.
Yes.
I mean, you just go up there and get a medal.
Yes.
I mean, it's priceless.
Yes.
Just to see the look on their faces.
Yes.
I mean, you can't get anything more special than that.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's cool that Ohio State has the Jesse Owens going through there and kind of process it.
Yeah.
Because they do it like the Olympics, do they not? Is it by sport or is it by county? When they bring them into the stadium, how do they do that?
It's usually what they do is alphabetically order.
Yeah, right.
By counties. Yes.
It's all alphabetical.
So how many will you have all together then? Will you have every one of your athletes involved at the state games?
No, only the ones that are in track.
Yes, only the ones in track. Yeah,
okay.
This is just track time. Not all of them do track. A lot of them just do the flag or basketball.
Basketball, yes.
What are the track events?
Bocce.
Mm-hmm.
And weightlifting,
javelin,
softball throw, 100 meter, 400,
50,
relays.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's whatever they want to do. I mean, there's long jump.
Yeah. Standing long jump.
Long jump.
And I'm sure, Kyle, is there something that you think, what made you glad that you was able to find Special Olympics? Anything? Do you want to say anything? No.
No, I've got my medals. I don't need to let these speak for
humble
me.
Humble man.
He loves it. Yeah. He loves it.
That bocce ball. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You guys ever think about putting cornhole in there?
We try.
Well, they do have it.
They do have
it. They have. Yeah.
We had years ago of bowling, but we're still trying to struggle because we need at least four coaches to be able to do that.
Yeah, but we need a practice place.
We do.
Too, and that makes it hard.
Yeah,
so
I'm thinking just park lanes and Heath is about the only one.
Or just having enough athletes to do some of the things that they do, you know, cornhole and different other sports they have, but we just don't have enough athletes
or
willing
enough
to do it. Or coaches, yes. The biggest thing is getting more volunteers.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. Yeah.
All right, since he's, you know, didn't want to talk at all today, I'll let you get the last word, Anthony.
Okay.
If folks want information, if they want to donate, want to volunteer, where do they need to go? Do you have a Facebook page, anything like
that? We do have a Facebook page, and I have a phone number I can provide. It is,
That's all right. You're popular now. Your phone's blowing up.
Makes me nervous when she doesn't know her own phone.
Well, I was looking up our page. So our page is called NERC Area Special Olympics. It's on Facebook. And my phone number is 740-403-4633.
Yeah, get out, support, do whatever you can. Let these folks and these kids and these athletes, show them the love, because it's a lot of fun. I told you my brother was a golf coach up in the Akron area, and he absolutely loved it. So I can't tell you how happy I am that you kind of reached out to me and were able
so
to come
much.
In here and join us and talk about it. And you, like I said, I'm ready to go play something. I don't. It's so much fun. Did the coaches get any medals or anything? If you like, when you won second place in the
I
got him
plaque.
Something.
Oh, you got a plaque. Okay,
I did. I reached out to. Actually, it's called trophy. Actually, I have it.
Was she getting? You getting paid for all these plugs?
No.
You should try to think about it. You want a job in sales? We'll put you in there. But that's kind of cool. I mean, yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that's not why you do this.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's Trophy Works there past here in NERC, past.
Out the West Main.
Yeah.
Okay.
Out there. That's who donates all their trophies
right
to us.
Right across where they put those new apartments.
Yes.
Okay, so they donate them all.
Yes, they do.
That's fantastic. They donate to us every year.
Yes,
that
they do.
Fantastic. Well, again,
amazing.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for reaching out. Again, our guests today were Jenny and Ken Fry with Newark Area Special Olympics. We'll get you back to the music next on Buckeye Country 107.7, Newark Heath.